Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, producer of the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival, announcing that we're offering the entire festival, including Joseph Pierce's commentaries, for just $19.95. That's a 50% discount. This exclusive download will include over 16 hours of festival content. To reserve your Shakespeare Radio Film Festival download at an incredible 50% off, go to crusadechannel.com/Hamlet.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September 4th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump wants to defund Planned Parenthood. 19 non-citizens were arrested for voter fraud. And a new poll in the biggest of the general election battleground states shows a tightening race between President Trump and former VP Joe Biden. President Trump has pledged to pro-life Americans in a letter that was released Thursday he will defund Planned Parenthood if he's elected to a second term in November. In the president's letter, released by Pro-Life Voices for Trump, a coalition of leaders and activists working for the protection of unborn life, Trump highlighted his and his administration's pro-life accomplishments over the past 4 years. Trump asked for the help of the pro-life community in defeating Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. A total of 19 non-citizens in the swing state of North Carolina have been charged with voter fraud after allegedly voting in the 2016 presidential election. This week, the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina prosecutors announced voter fraud charges against 19 non-citizens from a variety of countries whom they allege cast votes in the 2016 election after a years-long federal investigation. Seven of the 19 non-citizens were charged with falsely claiming American citizenship or making false statements on voter registration applications. The seven were also charged with a misdemeanor for unlawfully casting ballots in the 2016 presidential election. If they are convicted, the 19 non-citizens face anywhere from 1 year to 6 years in federal prison and fines of $100,000 to $350,000. It's unclear if convictions will make the non-citizens eligible for deportation. An Army veteran and Antifa sympathizer who was said to be a person of interest in the fatal shooting of a Patriot prayer supporter in Portland, Oregon last month was reportedly killed Thursday night as authorities moved in to arrest him. Michael Forrest Reinhold, 48, died in Lacey, Washington, outside Seattle during an operation by a federal fugitive task force, according to the New York Times. Portland police had issued an arrest warrant for Reinhold earlier in the day amid their investigation into the August 29 fatal shooting of Aaron J. Danielson on a night in which supporters of President Trump clashed with backers of the Black Lives Matter movement in Oregon's largest city. Earlier Thursday, Reinhold was quoted in an interview on the Vice website claiming he was a marked man. "They're out hunting me," the 48-year-old father of two told an independent reporter in an interview that was posted Thursday by Vice. Reinhold told journalist Donovan Farley in the interview that he had no regrets about firing his weapon last weekend. Quote of the day, "If there be a true way that leads to the everlasting kingdom, it is most certainly that of suffering patiently endured," St. Colette. Coming up, our saint of the day. From her childhood, she learned to contemplate the world in the midst of its splendor, to esteem virtue and the divine grace as the only good, to propose to herself no other object in all her actions and desires than to walk always with God. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow! what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Ida. The father of this saint was a count who lived in great favor with Charlemagne, Emperor and King of France, in whose court she had her education. From her childhood, she learned to contemplate the world in the midst of its splendor, to esteem virtue and the divine grace as the only good, and to propose to herself no other object in all her actions and desires than to walk always with God, and to study with her whole strength to discover and to accomplish His holy will. She was exceedingly strengthened by the example and conversation of the holy virgins Odelia and Gertrude, the daughters of Pepin. The emperor gave her in marriage to a favorite lord of his court named Egbert, and bestowed on her a great fortune, not only on account of her merit, but also to repay for her father's services. The death of her husband left her a widow while she was yet very young, and this state she sanctified by redoubling her devotions, self-denials, and austerities. She died before the middle of the 9th century. A Utah police union is demanding that the State Board of Education denounce what it calls anti-police political indoctrination in classrooms. The union cited an unnamed elementary school teacher who said it wore a Black Lives Matter shirt and made disparaging comments about police to her students. One of the teacher's students is the daughter of a Salt Lake City police officer who was injured and hospitalized when a recent protest turned violent, according to a letter. A spokesperson for that student's school district told the Salt Lake Tribune that an internal review found no evidence that a teacher actually disparaged police in the classroom. But a teacher was seen wearing a BLM t-shirt, which reportedly does not conflict with state and local rules about political speech by educators, although there's some room for interpretation there. A California district attorney is requiring her prosecutors to consider looters' needs when weighing criminal charges against them. The new mandate set forth by Contra Costa County District Attorney Diane Becton makes it tougher to prosecute looting cases in the county, which just sits outside of San Francisco. In one Democrat-run city after another, corrupt prosecutors are bending over backwards to ensure the violence and organized socialist revolution is not hindered by pesky notions such as law and order and equal protection. She's ordering them to consider five factors, including, was the theft committed for financial gain or personal need? Need, and like, do I need to update my stereo system or need a new pair of Nikes or something? Let's not forget you have to win an election to become a district attorney. There is a new poll in the biggest of the general election battleground states. It's showing a tightening race, but with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with a slight edge over President Trump. 2 months to the day until Election Day on November 3rd, Biden stands at 48%, Trump at 45% among likely votes in Florida. This is according to a Quinnipiac University survey that was released Thursday. With 29 electoral votes, Florida is the biggest of the battleground states that will likely decide who wins the November election. Trump narrowly edged out 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton to carry the state 4 years ago. President Obama also won the state by razor-thin margins in his 2008-2012 election victories. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.